Thank you so much for reading that. You even got descendants in there as well. That's great. A massive, massive word. Great. Well done. Good morning, everybody. Some of you still not may know who I am. I'm Simon. I'm the new associate vicar here, and it's great to be with you here this morning. And we're going to think a little bit about that passage this morning and God's promise to Abraham that God is so faithful and so good, as we've just been celebrating with our anniversary. So I want to ask you a question. If somebody said to you, okay, I want you to leave your iPhone or your smartphone, your Xbox or your PlayStation, I want you to leave your family, and I want you to leave your job, and I want you to go, and I want you to go to somewhere where you've never even been before, what would your reaction be? How would that make you feel? Just imagine what that would be. Just, you've got to up and leave, you've got to go because somebody told you to, or maybe even because God told you to. How would that make you feel? I don't know about you, but I'll be a little bit wary. I think, really? That's really quite scary. And this is exactly the place we find Abraham in that Mary read so well from that account in Genesis chapter 15. God says to Abraham, leave your country, your people, your father's household, and I'll go and make a nation out of you. Now, I don't think that Abraham had an Xbox or an iPhone or a smartphone, probably not. But he did have to leave his father's household, his country, his home, and take his family and go to a place where he'd never been to before. So just imagine putting yourself into Abraham's shoes there. That must have been quite daunting for him. And things don't get any easier for him after that. If we read a little bit beforehand, go back to chapter 12, Abraham has to really hold on to this promise of God, where God says, I'm going to make a nation out of your descendants. And Abraham goes traveling, and there's a famine that hits the land, so there's no food. He's absolutely starving, and he has to go down to Egypt for a while. Then his nephew gets kidnapped by a load of kings, and they're all at war together, all fighting, and Abraham has to go and find Lot and rescue his nephew. So he's having a really tough time of it. But Abraham, all the way through these chapters, you can read them when you get home, from chapter 12 right up to today's reading in chapter 15, keeps holding on to God's promise all the way through these difficult times, through famine, through leaving home, through having to go and rescue his nephew, Lot. And now we come to chapter 15 as we head today, and God promises to be with Abraham. And God says, do not be afraid, I am your shield and your very great reward. And I love this next reaction from Abraham. He is totally real with God in his situation. Absolutely real. See, the thing on Abraham's heart is that he really wants children. He's childless. And you can hear the kind of anguish in his heart. He's yearning. And he's saying, God, how are you going to make a nation out of my descendants when I don't even have any children? And God answers Abraham in verse 5. He says, you go outside, you see the starry night, and you see if you can count, even if you can count them, see how many stars you can count. It's a bit like saying, you go and count the grains of sand on the beach, see if you can count them. That's how numerous your children and your offspring are going to be. So imagine how you're feeling. There you are as Abraham. You've had this great promise from God, but you don't have any children. And God's saying the very thing that's hurting your heart most, maybe, is saying, I'm going to make a great nation out of you, even though you don't have children at the moment and you've been longing for them for a long time. And here's the thing, is that even from a worldly perspective, the story tells us a little bit later on that Abraham's wife Sarah, she was unable to bear children, and she was beyond the age of being able to bear children as well. And so it looks impossible. It looks absolutely impossible that what God is promising could ever be true. So from Abraham's perspective, it's not looking likely. It's not looking like it's going to happen. He hasn't got any children. His wife can't have children. She's beyond the age of having children. And yet he's there and he's holding on. He's saying, well, okay, it looks impossible, God. This whole situation looks impossible. But you know what? I am going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. Even though things look impossible, it looks ridiculous from a human perspective, I am going to trust you. And that's the lesson we need to learn today, is that even though things can look impossible, We can trust God and that God is able. So if you look at verse 6, chapter 15, verse 6, Abraham believed God and God credited it to him as righteousness. Righteousness is a posh way of saying that you're in the right with God. You're in a good relationship with God. And so Abraham trusted God in this impossible situation. It looked absolutely impossible, but Abraham trusted God. And God said, you know what? Because you trusted me, you are in the right with me. So in spite of the odds, in spite of what Abraham was facing, even though God's promise seemed impossible, Abraham trusted God, and God said, you are in the right with me. Now we're going to illustrate this. I want you to keep your mindset as if you're like Abraham. Keep imagining there you're in this impossible situation, and God is saying that I'm going to do the impossible, you just need to trust me. And we're going to watch a clip from one of my favorite heroes, Indiana Jones. Okay, now Indiana Jones is facing this impossible situation. That's the cue, by the way, for the video. Don't start it just yet, but if we're waiting on the computer this morning, then it's about ready to get it right the right time now. So here's Indy. He's in this impossible situation. He's got this huge chasm in front of him, this huge cliff in front of him. And at the other side of this cliff is the Holy Grail. And he needs to get the Holy Grail because his father is really poorly, and he needs to get this Holy Grail so that he can take the Holy Grail, and that will help heal his father. And but the problem is, there's no way across this great chasm, and this is the place we find Indy at. So if we could, Indy, if you can press the video, that would be great. Let's have a watch of this and see what you think. See there from the clip, there was a situation that to Indy looked absolutely impossible, this huge chasm that he had to cross, and it looked like there was no way over that great chasm. But he had that little book with him, didn't he, where it had a picture there of a knight crossing in earlier times, and he knew that he could get across. If he just had to believe with all of his heart, then he would get across okay. And I think sometimes you and I, we can find ourselves in a place a little bit like that. It's a bit like having our foot over that chasm, straight over here like this. What am I going to do? Okay, this situation looks impossible to me. From a human perspective, I don't think that I'm going to be able to get through this situation. Maybe you've got an exam at school coming up. Or maybe you've got a big deal at work coming up and you don't know quite what's going to happen. Or maybe you've got a family situation that you've been praying for many years, and you just don't know quite what's going to happen. And it feels a little bit at the moment like you don't know what the future's like, and I'm stepping over this great chasm. And you're looking for kind of some guidance. You're looking for God to kind of say, okay, you can trust me. I'm going to be with you in this situation. See, all of us at some stage are going to come to a place like that when we do have to come to a place where we have to trust God, even if things look impossible from a human perspective. Abraham was faced with this, wasn't he? He was faced with this. It was impossible. His wife couldn't bear children. She was beyond the age of bearing children. And yet God was saying to him, no, I'm going to make a great nation out of your descendants. And Abraham dared to believe God. He was, if you like, prepared to take that step. He was prepared to say, God, you are with me, and even though I can't see a way forward, I trust that you are with me, and I'm going to take that step. And you know what? That bridge was there, just like it was for Indy. God's bridge to the other side was there to help him through that difficult situation. So if you're going through a difficult time at the moment, whatever that looks like for you in your particular situation, I want you to have hope. Because this is where the good news comes in. This is where the good news comes. God does build a great nation out of Abraham. God is totally faithful to the promise he made to Abraham. And because Abraham trusted in God and was put in the right with God, he becomes the father of this great nation. And we learn about them later on in Exodus, a bit later on in the story. But also, many years later, centuries later, with the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, Paul writes and says that Abraham trusted God, and this puts him in the right with God. Abraham dared to believe that God could bring life out of death. And God was able to do that. God delivered on his promise. He was totally faithful. And Abraham becomes this great example for all of his offspring. And he's a great example for us today. But even more amazing than this, Paul tells us that these words that God credited righteousness to Abraham because Abraham trusted in him, these words remain truth for us today as well. And you can read about that in Romans chapter 4. You see, when we believe and trust in Jesus, we also are put in the right with God. And that means we have hope that because of Jesus, we can be put in the right with God and that God is faithful to us when we put our trust in him. And even more good news comes as well, is that even though our chasm can seem impossible, it might seem that whatever situation we're facing at the moment might seem impossible, for God nothing is impossible. We heard on the youth group away, didn't we, on their big weekend, how they were looking at the evidence of the resurrection and how central that is to our faith. Well, absolutely amen to that. Because God is able to bring death out of life. He is able to make Sarah pregnant so that she can have a descendant, an offspring and descendants. And God is faithful to that. If God is able to bring Jesus back from the dead to life, the resurrection, that's what we celebrate every Sunday, then God is able to turn your situation around. So if your chasm seems massive at the moment, if you're facing a really hard situation, just remember that God raised Jesus from the dead and nothing is impossible for him. So the word of the Lord for us this morning is trust. Trust. God can do it. It might seem impossible, but the bridge is there. So I encourage you this morning, take that step of faith. Take that trust. Trust in Jesus, and he will see you through the most difficult time. Amen. Why don't we pray for a moment? Father, you are so faithful. And because of Jesus, we know that nothing is impossible with you. You raised him from the dead. You brought life out of death. And you are able to turn any and every situation around. And you have promised to be with us when we put our trust in Jesus. So I pray for all my friends here that whatever situation they're in, whether that's a really difficult situation or just a fairly normal situation that they need some guidance in, would you reassure them of your love and your hope? And would you give them courage and hope because you are able to turn even the darkest situation around for good? So reassure us, give us hope, and help us to trust. Help us to put our trust in you, to take that step of faith in you. And thank you for your faithfulness. Amen.